Okay, Margarita in South Texas is asking this. So, is there two of everything? Does this mean that I have a duplicate in a parallel dimension dash world? Describe the other parallel world. Is it like this one? When you travel in your, quote, meat sack, do you actually take your physical body? Can you take your family, your children, or is it an individual level only? What is the purpose for a paradimensional travel?
There is duality in parallel worlds, but there's also duality in this world. Have you ever met yourself? Many people give experience of how they met themselves coming. You can have duality right here, right now. Every choice, every action, every dynamic, every thought, every conversation is two conversations. So you choose, you see yourself one way, well, you see yourself the other way, and then you choose which way you want to be seen, and then that's the way you are. So sometimes you practice these out, sometimes in your mind, sometimes in your beingness, okay? Some twins speak about this, of experiencing the exact same thing, but they're 1,000 miles away. Well, the same thing is true with you. In your duality can be right here, right now. Okay, now that's the first part. Second part, yes, there are parallel worlds. And no, you don't have to be divided in this world to experience the parallel world. And yes, the parallel world is very similar to this world, except it can have anomalies and differences. Or actually, it's a differential, depending on the separation, the degree of separation between you and you. Okay? Now, once you get to that place, yes, you can engage a portal, a wormhole, a black hole, call it whatever they want to call it today, because they've changed their mind tomorrow, so we're not giving much attention to it. Call it what you want to, you know, mama's little helper if you want to, that's all right. And then you can go through this portal and go to a parallel world, which is very similar to this one. Yes, you can take other human creators with you in the activation of this portal and go through as a family, as a group, as an airplane that gets showing up at an airport that wasn't scheduled.
And if there's any air traffic controllers listening, all those planes that you find as anomalies coming into your airport, they're from the parallel world.
As a freighter, a ship that shows up or disappears and they can't find it anywhere. As a battleship that all of a sudden they lost radio contact with and can't find it anywhere.
As an Elvis Presley who appears to be dead.
He's not dead, he just went home.
Right, but he left a corpse.
Well, okay. Congratulations.
Was that a double?
That's not too hard to do, Bob.
Right. The corpse was not of him.
We didn't say that.
Look, was that the corpse they found in the bathroom of Elvis? Was that Elvis Presley's body?
One of them, yes.
One of them.
Well, we just got through telling Margarita in South Texas that you had duality in this plane.
Okay, so
how could that be undoable?
Sorry to distract. You say one of them, it was not a body of someone else that was used as we call a double. We're getting into the post-verbal zone.
You're saying that there's double of everything, and now you're asking, it wasn't Elvis, it was a double. Yes, Bob, it was a double. But which double was it? Was it another someone's another double?
Yeah, right.
Was it a double-double of the Elvis double? Or did Elvis go to a parallel world, snag another double-double, and bring the double trouble back to the double bubble that runs into the double bathroom that they could find so he could then be free so Priscilla could get the insurance money? What's the last question that we missed from Margarita?
What is the purpose for paradimensional travel?
The purpose is because it becomes the fastest path to your joy. That's the purpose of any creation. So if this is spooky to you and you don't want to engage it and you want to live with asthma, that's okay. You can do that. You don't have to get rid of it. You can hold that close to you. But if you have the question, the capacity to ask this question that you really, really, really are focused on knowing the answer, all the information is available to you because you're a marvelous creator. So to ask that question redefines your knowing. And when you redefine your knowing, then these things start showing up in your reality that validate your considered thought process of allowing. And if you can find a way to possibly relax while that is developing, then you never find yourself crossways with yourself. So then paradimensions become as normal as fajitas, basically.
Right, like, so James is sitting where he is. If he goes to the other side of the room, he's looking at where he was at a different angle. That could be a parallel world positioning?
Sure. It's as true as you looking at yourself, your reflection in a mirror, and seeing is the one in the mirror you, or is that the reflection of you? Well, I don't know, but you comb your hair based on what your reflection says you look like to you.
But the person in the mirror could be, depending, I guess, whether you believe it or not, your other person.
Yeah. Now, every conversation is two conversations, so you can go through the explanation process and get yourself down a rabbit hole, but why can't you just look at it and go, well, yeah, it's that simple. Okay, I'm good, and then I don't want to confuse myself. I want to leave that right there. Now, I'll have more questions and confounding ideologies that I want to embrace, but I don't have to do it this red hot second, because that could get me in a crossways place of relaxing and allowing. So it's okay to say it's just that simple till they ask more questions, and if nobody's hurt, Bob, it's okay.
Right, so at the commercial break, thousands of our listeners are going to be going to the bathroom and looking very suspiciously at the person in the mirror and saying, that's someone else.
They have apps on their Peapod so they can see themselves on their Peapod.
Are there different techniques for parallel world travel? Is there natural or nature's portals or stargates? How do they look?
Yes, they look different to different human creators. Many times when they activate a portal, you've seen them before, you just don't know that's what you were looking at. When you're looking out, when the sun's going down and it's kind of hazy, and it is very beautiful. I mean, it's a little arid for me, but it's very beautiful. But when you're looking out across it, sometimes you can see as though there is a vapor or an anomaly where you can see the vapor and it's moving and you can see that it kind of shifts what's behind it. That's a good example of a natural portal. Stargates are great fun because that's something that you open up yourself and you use those when you're doing a larger, like if you're taking a bus load across the border, you'd want to use a stargate for that. Never been asked before. We're so thankful that you got the words because that is what they're called. It would be you'd have a portal, and then a stargate is a larger wormhole, if that's the word that you like to use. There is a differential. See, a regular natural portal is one that you can just slip through. But if you've got something larger to work out, then you would use a stargate. It allows the dispersion of lot of more neurons of the transfer with your genes, genos, species.
What are the different techniques for parallel world travel?
Yeah.
Well, activating a portal, going through it, staying there as long as you want to, coming back, figuring out when you want to come back or which referenced experience of what you call time that you want to catch up in. If you want to go fool around and you don't want your mate to know it, then you'd want to come back a second before you left. But then you couldn't remember that you went and had fun. So, but you couldn't come back pregnant, so be careful.